I don't need BB to tell me that. BB's telling me that because he wants me to stay involved. I mean, right. I don't necessarily. We have the finest because of Space Force. We have the greatest cameras in the world focused on. We know exactly what's going on. But, no, I heard BB announce that. I said, why didn't you just tell it to me? Why do you have to announce it to the world? I know exactly what's going on at Pickaxe. It's not a big problem. We took out their nuclear sites, and we'll have to take out Pickaxe if we don't make a deal. If we don't make a deal, we'll take it out very easily.
It's been said by military people, you know better, that for the 14 days that you hit him was relatively surgical. It was focused basically around the strait. But for to amp it up, you need more more of your material in the region, and it's arrived. Has Admiral Cooper given you the type of plan that you believe will be effective in essentially destroying their nuclear, stopping their funding of proxies, as well as their ballistic program? Have you seen that on paper?
Well, it's already been mostly done. Look, we have a blockade up there right now, and only ships that we want to get through get through. Iran doesn't control the strait. We control the strait. Now, they can drop a couple of mines in there and screw things up, but we control the strait. Our Navy is incredible. Not one ship has gotten to Iran during any time where we had the blockade. So we had the blockade.
Right.
We had the confines of a deal. I set the blockade back, but I didn't take it away. The ships were not far away.
But ships are not getting through now.
And then I had to bring it back. But no, this is done with the Admiral. He's great. This is all done with the Admiral. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. General
Mr. President, are we right that the no merchant ships are getting through right now, maybe three or four a day when you need about 100?
The only ones that get through are the ones that we want to get through. They're the only ships that get through, Brian. We have a blockade that's so powerful that nobody can get through. They tried.
Completely sickening. When I saw this clip this morning, I thought that it was from, you know, a couple months ago, and it ended up on my timeline by mistake. Remember when we had the blockade? Remember that didn't work out? Nah, it's all over. It's all done. Throw that map up there. It's still up. Show that U.S. blockade line. The Strait of Hormuz, see how far away that is? You know why the U.S. blockade line isn't any closer to the Strait? Because if it were any closer, they would hit those ships with anti-ship missiles they've been given by the Chinese. And what Donald Trump says there, the outrageous lie of, they can just drop a few mines and mess it up for everybody. That means there's no insurance that'll insure the vessels. That means no VLCCs. That means very large crude oil carriers will go through. That means it shut down. And he admits, he says, well, the only ships getting through are the ones that we want to get through. That's not what we need. We need the traffic to return to pre-war conditions, which I believe is 150 vessels a day. So instead of signing the MOU we did sign that. Instead of honoring the MOU, we told ships to turn their transponders off and to go on the route that was unapproved. That was a violation of the document, just like the war in Lebanon, just like refusing to give them back the money that was agreed on. Look at this. Houthis fire on Saudi vessel. More ships make U-turns after MOU revival hype returns. China, meanwhile, negotiating safe tanker passage. Look at that. So anyone that tells you this is over, it's not a war, it's little engagement, it's a detour, it's an excursion. That's the type of language Donald Trump has used. They're lying to you. If you're young, they want to get you drafted. If you're old, they want to take all your money. They want to take the economy away from you. They want your children to starve because, hey, the people that support this war, they're fat, they're rich, they're old, and they're happy. And they got what they need. They lived in prosperity. They bought their house for 90 grand in the 90s. You don't get to have that same opportunity. You get to fight and die in Iran. We're not doing it. I'm a conscientious objector. I will never go fight for Israel. I'll never go die for Israel or Ukraine or in this giant world energy war. It's fake. It's a fraud. They put us in this position. I'm going to be taking your calls after this break. I want to talk to you guys, especially if you're military. Please call in. If you disagree with me, please call in. I want to hear how maybe you think it's not a war yet still, even after we went over the powerful information with my father, Kyle Serafin, and Mike Adams. Call that number, 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. I really look forward to hearing from you. Call that number, 512-266-0642. We'll be right back after this break. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com. Get yourself some methylene blue. I've got the Power Drive bundle. Okay, that's methyl drive and power plant, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Roja, ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium, boron, selenium. You need it. Take it with methylene blue. The alexjonesstore.com.
This shower filter slays 95% of the lead, 99% of the chlorine, and keeps that damn atrazine out of your water. protect yourself. Don't let them turn you gay. Purify it now. Mother, do you really want to shower with me? Do you want to clean everything? Oh, mother!
I'm not gay. You are.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're in that fourth hour, baby. I love doing it. I love hosting the Alex Jones Show live on the Alex Jones Network. It's funny, you might not know this. My name is Rex Alexander Jones. So you are watching the Alex Jones Show, and you will always watch it in the future. So happy to be with you here today. I'm going to read out the number one more time to call in. That's 512-266-0642. Especially if you're military, I do want to hear from you. So do we have callers on the board? Do we have callers? Chopped brisket on the board, just like Bucky's. You go to Bucky's and they're always yelling out, chopped brisket on the board. We got callers showing up. Mike in Houston, I want to talk to you. You're on the air. How are you doing?
Yeah. Am I speaking to Rex right now?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I thought your screener was still at work. I got a bone to pick with your dad. I've been calling him since the earliest days, back in the late 90s. We had to drag him kicking and screaming across the Israeli crossing line. He just would never admit that Israel was set up to be a lightning rod to bring us to this Armageddon point in world history. I don't know if he has Freemasonry in his background.
I don't think that's true. I think that's your assertion. Is he not on video talking about them in 9/11 when it happened? Why do you respond to that, Mr. Kicking and Screaming?
If I watch someone kill, a loved one in front of me, I said, well, yeah, it was definitely Joe, but you have to consider Fred and his cousin and, 15 other people. This is the way he constantly distracts and diverts.
I disagree. I think it's called wide spectrum analysis.
Yeah, you can disagree, but you'd be wrong like your old man. I'm sorry.
All right. Hold on. Where's your 30-year live show where you reveal the truth to everyone and you know everything? How many people have you informed?
As many as I could. I was working for much of that time. I was studying when I could. I read many of the same books as Alex. I just came to somewhat different conclusions, apparently. The Birch Society background will lead you away from Israel. That's the one thing you bring up, and that's untouchable. They will just cut you off immediately. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, hold on. All right, Unc. Let me come in here. Do you not see me on the network literally all the time talking about all this stuff? And if he's really the Freemason Zionist, blah blah blah, and I talk about world Jewry and how it's destroying the planet all day, how do you square that circle? How does that work?
Freemasonry, which is almost never discussed on your
yeah, the Black Pope and all that. Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
Well, these are the foot soldiers of Kabbalistic Judaism, which is where Judaism is today. Judaism is not some a proto-Christian. We're not Judeo-Christians. That's an oxymoron. The Judaic
we agree.
Has,
we agree
has
with
absolutely
that.
Nothing to do with Christianity of any sort. Now, I've met a lot of benign and healthy thinking Jews over my career. I was a working physician. I had to deal with them in the OR. Some were malignant. Some were just ordinary folks who led very secular lives. All types, just like Christians for the most part. But there is a subset out there, and I pointed this out to Alex weeks ago. Chabad Lubavitch. It's in a book called Illuminati 4, and I pointed out precisely What Henry Mayhew, the author, explained is that these people have in mind getting a nuclear war during a definite time window, a one-year window between Rosh Hashanah, which is coming up September 11th of this year, to Rosh Hashanah of 27. That 1 year, they want to clear as many Gentiles off the face of the earth to welcome back to welcome in the Messiah that they've been yearning for thousands of years, the one who will smite Gentiles right and left, and a bloodthirsty Messiah of the sort that they didn't recognize in Jesus.
Right, so, because Jesus came in on the donkey with the palm branch instead of with the sword like they expected. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate that. Let's go ahead and get to Lander in South Dakota. Lander, you on the air.
Hey, Rex. Thanks for taking my call. Well, since you had Mike Adams on earlier, I thought I would mention a sort of seedling sprouting platform, the books.brightlearn.ai engine, which is developed by Mike Adams. It's something I've used a little bit as an interesting research tool. And anyone can go to that website, use AI agents to create their own research books. It's all royalty free. It's all free to download. For instance, if you were to go and type in the Far East Crucible, you would find a 20th century history of my notes on East Asia that really starts with President Grant telling the Emperor of Japan not to take Western debt. It goes through World War II, goes through the Korean War and Vietnam War. But ultimately, all of these immense events are really just the pattern of American politics played out in the Far East of East Asia. Just an example there. I don't want to go too much into that topic, but
no, really quick though.
AI platform, you know,
really quick. That's a powerful
a platform.
That's a powerful resource. People need to know about that. Read that out again. The URL for that, really quick.
That's books.brightlearn.ai. And if you're a homeschooler, you can have your children go and download books, edit them, revise them, teach people that AI is not an authority. It's a research assistant for us to, check up on and use to our fullest potential, really.
Right. The problem is the people that have the power, they want to own these tools and manipulate them. That's why it's so important to support people like Mike Adams, who does incredible projects like that. So you're somebody, you're very deep into history, Middle East history, stuff like that. What's your exegesis approximation of the situation we're in right now with this war?
I'm absolutely horrified by it, frankly. It's just such a strategic blunder from the beginning. You know, it's like if you have a child who plays real-time strategy games, they would know not to make these blunders. It's just heinous the way they've gone into the Strait of Hormuz like this with no concept that, you know, we're in the 21st century now. Warfare is not what it used to be. And if we have any ground troops land, they're going to have thousands of Shaheds coming in, blowing them up, and never even see what hit them.
Right. And it seems to be that it's all pretext for that mass draft, for that World War III. Like, we're like less than a year away from that in my approximation. And I've had a number of people on the Quartering Andrew Wilson that have pretended this isn't a war, that want to bury their head in the sand like an ostrich or whatever. Hell is coming. Hell is already here. It's already on the way. What is your approximation? What would you say as just a history buff, looking back at past history, past wars that we've fought? Like, look at Vietnam as an example. Remember, that started off as not a war, too. What do you think about that?
Right. Well, okay, let me go back to BrightLearn for a second, because if you were to type into BrightLearn, Pentagon's laboratory, you'd see a research book that I wrote that says the Vietnam War was the deep state's early experiment in endless warfare. That's where they deployed a lot of these systems for the first time and figured out how to do endless warfare that we've been in for 20 years. But now we're at the capstone. We are at the end of the Project for a New American Century plan with Iran. And so this really isn't the end, isn't the same as the middle of a story.
Right. No, 100%. I agree. Phenomenal call. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. All right, let's go to Jay in Illinois. Jay, you're on the air.
Hi, Rick. A couple quick things. First of all, I want to say you've really come into your own. There was a time when I had a hard time listening to you, not because you weren't knowledgeable, but you were just so different from your dad. And you're similar too, but I actually enjoy listening to you now. I'm not much on your tandem thing with your friend. I'd rather just hear what you have to say. But then the other thing I wanted to get to was this whole thing about conscientious objector. Make sure you do some research on it, because you have to be opposed to all war. And I think you kind of strike me as a guy who, if it came to defending America, that would be a war that you would not oppose. So I hope you look into it.
Sure, but the whole thing is like, I hear this a lot from people. It's like, oh, well, just say you're pro-peace. Don't say you're anti-war. The language and the tone policing, here's my thing. Over the past 80 years, these have been the only types of wars that we fight. We don't fight wars to protect ourselves. I'll go back to Otto von Bismarck. We have weak neighbors to our north and south, and we have fish to our east and west. So why the hell do I have to worry about going to war in a nation that has nuclear weapons? That's my, right. It's all fake. That's what I have to say. That's why I use such strong language. And I, of course, would defend the United States of America. But when it comes to foreign conflicts, I believe in what George Washington said. No foreign entanglements.
So do I. Sure. But again, do look carefully. Because if it's a wartime draft, you're going to be called before a board. You're going to have to explain yourself, and you have to be in opposition to all war.
Now, I'm probably going to bounce, to be honest with you. I'm not. I don't plan on being slaughtered for Israel. I think that's a crime they're doing against me. I think in the future, the government wants the young people, if we have a society, if we have a world, once we take it over, I think there's going to be some serious reforms. I think we'll see people executed for this. I'll work my entire life for it.
We need serious reforms. I'm very much a constitutionalist, and that's why your dad and yourself, your thoughts and opinions and everything are very important to me, because we're all kind of seeing things the same way.
Sure. Thank you for your call. Really appreciate that. Jay in Illinois. Let me go to Craig in Ohio. Craig in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex. A couple quick things. One, I agree with the no foreign entanglements, but that was also when the world was much larger, right? The world's much smaller now. Okay, so just keep that in mind. The other thing is, when Mike Adams was talking about, you know, all the stuff he was talking about before, like, I like Mike Adams. He's done a lot of great work, very smart guy, but he totally bought into the Q stuff before hook, line, and sinker. So I guess what I'm trying to say today is just trying to take a big picture view, okay? And I think more than a nuclear, you know, fallout and attacking our DNA with mRNA vaccines and stuff like that, I think it's as simple as not crushing the U.S. dollar, but actually taking it higher, all right? Because that will destroy the global system. But let me explain this, right?
Just no, that's a really good point. I'll get into it a little bit, and I'll let you explain. I don't agree with Mike Adams' characterization, but I'll explain here. If the U.S. dollar is worth so much money, then these regional currencies will be worth nothing and the people won't be able to buy food. So go ahead.
Bingo. You nailed it. And that's the key. Everybody talks about the dollar going down and getting destroyed. The dollar can fail on the downside. The dollar can fail on the upside. I've spent 150,000 hours, so a lot of time of my life, right, studying these currencies. And today and tomorrow, the Fed are in a meeting, right? Kevin Warsh was installed by Trump, by the mega group, right? Just think of the connection here, okay? You have Kevin Warsh, right? You have Scott Bessent. You have Stan Druckenmiller. All those guys are associated with Soros, right? And yet Trump, not only that, Kevin Warsh's father-in-law is Ron Lauder, who's part of the mega group, right? With Wexner, Epstein, the whole deal, right? The Bronfmans, everyone. The dollar is so susceptible. And why do they need a higher dollar? Because, you know, we went Ottoman Empire, Federal Reserve, World War One, World War Two, right? All the Rothschild money, all the Rothschild banking interests, South America, Europe, around the world, Swiss francs, Switzerland became a huge, you know, money laundering center for the whole world. And we're moving away from that, right? We're moving into a stablecoin tokenization world, right? And so it's all digital. And currency is typically bound by geography, right? Culture, rule of law, you know, work ethic, geographical boundaries, rivers, oceans, whatever, mountains, whatever. But that's all going away with this digital world, right? The mountains of Switzerland don't mean what they once did before, which goes back to no foreign entanglements anymore. You can't hide anymore, right? And so the whole thing I'm getting at is this whole Federal Reserve thing is coming down, right? Like, Kevin Warsh is a total fraud, right? I mean, just look and do the work on this guy. I mean, he's best buddies with Stan Druckenmiller. Stan Druckenmiller and Scott Bessent took down the British pound on behalf of George Soros, which they're just all acting on bigger interests, right? These guys are just all a bunch of pawns, right? You know, just they're high-level pawns, but don't get me wrong. They're
okay,
still pawns,
okay.
Right?
You've got a lot of experience. I want to get to other callers. Give us a few. Give us three names to research, and I'll do the research on that.
Yeah, so figure out who Kevin Warsh is, right? Mm-hmm. Go back and watch and see what he's done for the last year and how Trump has promoted him and now how Trump's behind him. And if these guys take interest rates up, okay, that we have so much debt that every incremental 25 basis point increase is going to destroy our economy and the whole, right? It's going to destroy the lower class. It's going to destroy the higher currency. That's going to drive the currency higher. Higher interest rates will drive our currency higher. Bessent and all these guys will get behind it. So again, just the biggest thing to do is watch the relationship between Scott Bessent, right? Not only that, look at David Sachs. Okay. He's the crypto czar in there, part-time crypto czar. Look at Chamath Palihapitiya. And if you get a chance, here's one thing to research. If your team can pull up a clip on X with Chamath Palihapitiya saying, okay,
well, hold on really quick. I'm not going to cut you off. I want you to stay on the phone. That is a crazy name. So spell that out slowly. I'm going to try to write that down.
Yeah. So it's C-H-A-M-A-T-H. Okay. And his last name is Palihapitiya. P-A-L-Y-H-I-P-I-T-I. What? Y-A, I think.
All right, that should be close enough to find it. So go into this guy really quick.
So here's the deal. He and David Sachs are the ones that got J.D. Vance in as vice president, right? Mm. They did a fundraiser. We know Peter Thiel got J.D. Vance in as a senator in Ohio, $15 million. We see it only getting amplified now. Then we get Chamath Palihapitiya, David Sachs, raising money in San Francisco right before the, I think, completely false, fake Butler, PA shooting. That's a whole scam. But the point is, these guys orchestrated a big fundraiser, right, to get J.D. Vance in as vice president. And Chamath Palihapitiya is behind a lot of this stuff. Just run this clip on him. 150 people rule the world. It's a very important clip. I mean, he just straight up tells you 150 people rule the world, bar none, locked. And this guy sat at the right hand of Trump during the tech roundtable, right? He and his wife. Right next to, you know, Zuckerberg and all those nut jobs, right? All the tech nut jobs sitting right around. So look, you guys say all the time, Trump's either ignorant or he's evil. This guy is the heart of the Trojan horse, in my opinion, right? We have brought him through the gates. This guy has fooled us. The whole story with the, you know, the scorpion, the snake, whatever, that's him. It's Trump.
I agree.
Trump is the scorpion, he is the snake. So just do the research on Chamath Palihapitiya, David Sachs, Kevin Warsh, Scott Bessent, Stanley Druckenmiller, they all work for Soros. Well, Bessent and Druckenmiller work for Soros, okay? And now Warsh is a direct descendant off of Stanley Druckenmiller, right? And not only that, look who's the right – Scott Bessent's now running our treasury, right? And Kevin Warsh is running the Federal Reserve. And we saw this during the real estate crisis, right? We saw – that the Treasury was able to, you know, raise $500 billion and allow the Federal Reserve to lever it up 10 to 1 to create all these crazy, you know, look, and this goes back to the Federal Reserve.
No, you're good. I appreciate it. I do have to get to other callers. I will do the research. I hope you listen to more shows. I'll talk about it in the future. Thank you. Let's go to Van in Arizona. Van, you're on the air.
I'm going to be constructively critical right now, and I mean this in the best possible light. And this isn't a knock on your dad. Been listening to your dad for over 20 years. Yeah, respect the guy. Love his take. I always go to him first when I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on. But I think we need to stop being so trusting of Vance. I think we need to be more open-minded that, like, everything has failed. How many times we're going to be fooled? How many times do we have to be lied to? How many times do we have to trust the plan? You know, whether it was blindly following Ron Paul, knowing that the state Republican parties were never going to give him that nomination. They were never going to let him in. Trump came in from all guns blazing, you know, but I don't want to, like, expose myself too much. I know the system very well. My grandfather used to be the sergeant at arms for the Arizona Republican Party, a very powerful person. You know, I was a Ron Paul supporter, and there was people I know that he kept out of those meetings that did not let Ron Paul get the nomination. Ron Paul had the support. He had the people behind him. It was neck and neck with Romney. We were in Arizona in McCain's home state. We were running down McCain. Like, it is an organization, it is a mafia, it is a gang, and it, like, we all have to come together. We all have to try, and it's so half-assed, this support of Vance, and it's like, come on, dude, we need somebody, we need something. It has to be real.
Here, let me come in. Let me come in. They're all complicit in pushing the war. That is not a war that started 47 years ago that you have to get drafted to fight in. It's going to last another 20 years, but it's not a war. And that's ultimately why I can't support anybody in this administration ever again. That's why I disavow both Rubio and Vance, and I have that position. It's unlike my father's, but this is my position. I don't trust any of these people. So I'm right with you there.
Yeah, we need a dark horse, man. We need somebody to come in and just overhaul everything. Closing all, not every base around the world, but over half the bases should just be shut down. We need to come 700. Back to America.
We have 700.
We need to have like 100. But realistically, about 100 different bases. I think that's good. We don't. It's just so overdone.
Let me come in here.
I'm not a foreign policy expert. Mm-hmm. I'm not a military expert. But what I will say is I'm an American, and my kids, I'm like in my early 40s, dude. My kids have no future, bro. I need something for my – I am like watching – it's like Weimar Republic. It's horrible. This is crazy. And the thing is I didn't support Trump in 16. I went with Johnston. I'm like, dude, I don't trust that guy. But it took like a year to be like, okay, I like him. And then I voted for him in 20, voted for him in 24, and I'm so ashamed of myself. It's like, dude, this is the ultimate black pill, just knowing better, being fooled, riding with it, and accepting mediocre BS with the Ross, when he got, Ross Ulbricht, that was like the one win. But Doge didn't happen. You know, every promise that this administration's made, they haven't come through on. They've failed us. They have let our generation down so hard. Why? So my grandfather's generation, my parents' generation can just keep raking in just their monetary value. They are sucking the system. And when it all does fail, property values, everything's going to go down. So is like everybody's worth, the gold, silver, everything. It'll reset. But, you know,
people aren't having children. People aren't having children because we live in an effing prison. And that's the reality. And some people have golden cells and nicer bars because they've been in there longer. That's the reality of where we're at. And it's that degradation that I've felt literally my entire life of just seeing my country, of which I love very much, very deeply, just take unforced error after unforced error after unforced error. That's because it's not an error. It's a system. It's a plan to kill us all. That's what all of this is. And here's the thing. We wouldn't need those military bases if we didn't have to project force to defend Israel, Ukraine, EU. That's what it's all about. And these are nations that try to drag us into world war. That's the reality.
I think you should, I love hearing you on the show. Your point is so strong. I think you represent a lot of us that are like in our 30s and 40s. And I think you just kind of like understand the world from our perspective, even people in their 20s. I think you need to be on more. Your dad's amazing. I love him. But I'm not like my dad could do the same. My dad could listen to me more on things. He's kind of boomer-esque. But, you have a solid take. You're awesome. And I love your dad. Never going to stop listening. But we need to stop trusting the establishment. Like, there's no reason to trust Vance. And stop pretending. Like, I used to love Roger Stone. But
let me come in really quick because we got 19 seconds left. Don't trust the plan because the plan is to kill you. Great call. Really appreciate it. The plan is to kill you. Don't trust the plan. We'll be right back with more callers, more news, more information. See you soon.
To fight for our sovereignty, to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Said that the other day when I had you guys coming on. I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, goes, you're fat. You're your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Vaughn, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, but didn't really really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globals are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This get masterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the human, with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission, you got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
Completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like this.
Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Coming at you live, fourth hour, Alex Jones Network, Alex Jones Show, connected to a wide variety of mediums, Wi-Fi, internet, TV, radio, you name it. I got hundreds of thousands of people listening to me right now. Go ahead and throw that footage back up there. We got Netanyahu milling around in the swamp. Now, what is the swamp? It's referred to as DC. Howard Lutnick, Hegseth, Scott Bessent, Marco Rubio with big ears so big. Look at those ears. He can detect alien life. They actually use him as at NASA to do that, by the way. Some people don't know that. This is the takeover of our country. The NDAA has been passed with sections 219 and section 612 or 619, merging our intelligence community and our military and defense industrial complex with Israel. They're going to have an executive agent who is above every department head at DOD, save Pete Hegseth, or Secretary of Defense, and then the president. They will commit to a once-a-year report to Congress, just once a year, where, you know, they'll present all information, but if it's a matter of national security, they don't have to give it to Congress. That's literally what the bill says. That's what was passed. It's going to pass the Senate because left, right, center, they own their ass, and President Trump will sign it. Netanyahu's here, the real president, the real owner of the country. I just want to say thank you, Netanyahu, for the air that I breathe. Thank you, Netanyahu, for the bed that I sleep in. Thank you, Netanyahu, for the roads that I travel on, because if it was not for you, and the 3,000-year-old nation state of Israel, which is somehow the same as the 78-year-old state that's younger than some of my grandparents, living grandparents, we wouldn't be able to exist or do anything in the U.S. Of course, that's why we have to go fight Iran. If we don't fight Iran, Israel won't do good. And if Israel doesn't do good, we're going to be cursed, right? That's what they say. Bless Israel, you'll be blessed. Curse Israel, you'll be cursed. Well, if a blessing is me getting drafted to go get blown up by an FPV drone or a child with an RPG or, you know, just an IRGC guy with the gun or whatever it's going to be, Lord have mercy. I don't want anyone to ever be involved in that scenario. Well, you know, it's justified because we got to defend the Greater Israel Project. I'm saying no to that. I'm saying hell no to that. We're all saying hell no to that. That is why I am live every single day. I want to have a future. I want to have children. I want to have a house. I want to have a country that I can be proud of, a country that reminds me of the place that I grew up in. And I just got to say, where's my country gone? So with that being said, I do want to plug, because here's the thing. We are independently funded here. This is a media operation outside of big tech, outside of big oligarchy, outside of big media. We rely on you. Other people, they do a show to sell a product or pimp a pill. We do a show, or we sell a product so that we can do a show, right? That's what makes us completely different versus everybody else. It's an independent funding model that depends 100% on you. If you think the reporting has been accurate, if you think it's been informative, if you think it's been a good use of your time, then you might as well go to thealexjonesstore.com. We have absolutely everything you could ever want and hope to need. We got water filtration. So amazing to say I'm a water filter merchant again. We got high quality Patriot apparel, Save the Frog shirts, bands, knives, survival gear, you name it. But I want to tell you guys about the Power Drive Bundle. Pretty much everybody knows, like, we're the I'm blue, abadi, abadi. Like, we're the methylene blue people, all right? That's the number one bestseller. It's got an over 80% reorder rate. It's got that for a reason. People love it, and they love getting our medical quality methylene blue. I made two supplements, a combined stack, a power drive bundle for you if you're already taking methylene blue, if you want to take it in the future, or if you just want to get incredible supplements that boost your mitochondrial output, mitochondrial health, exercise capacity, oxygen carrying capacity, testosterone, free testosterone, you name it. That is all found in something called the Power Drive Bundle. And those two products are called Methyl Drive and Power Plant. What is Methyl Drive? Methyl Drive is CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, and methylcobalamin. That means activated vitamin B12 for people that can't methylate it properly, right? That is everything you need to increase electron chain efficiency. That's what CoQ10 does for the mitochondria. Improve and increase mitochondrial biogenesis. That means a healthy mitochondria, it'll replicate, or if an injured one will pair with a healthy one, they'll share DNA and heal each other. That is the science of CoQ10. That is the science of PQQ. Top rated supplements, top formulators. We have it for you. Ultimate methyl drive with the magnesium to boost over 300 enzymatic processes throughout the body, with the methylcobalamin to aid methylation support, which also helps with redox, helps with methylene blue. What is methylene blue? Really quick, I'll break it down. Methylene blue is a small molecule. Nitrogen, 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 sulfur, chlorine. The chlorine group is what gives it its medical dye property. That's why they use it for that. The sulfur donates an electron to your mitochondrial process, speeding you up through the Krebs cycle from stage one, where you make superoxide, into stage four, the cleanup phase, also known as oxidative phosphorylation. Basically, it supercharges your metabolism to do what it should do already to an even higher potency, higher extent. Of course, talk to a doctor, do your own research. I'm not making medical claims here. But when you look at these products, when you look at Methyl Drive and Power Plant specifically, if you're an older person and you start taking Methyl Drive, it's anecdotal. I just keep hearing examples of people that call in and tell me it's amazing. If you're somebody looking for exercise support, energy support, maybe fixing your testosterone, stuff like that, maybe you know that you're deficient in these vitamins, minerals, things like boron, zinc, selenium that are really depleted in our environment. And the studies show if you are even mildly deficient in any one of these ingredients that's found in these formulas, the power plant, product specifically, it's going to massively jack up either your testosterone, free testosterone, probably both. Of course, it's not a medical claim, but go ask Google Scholar, go on PubMed, ask the AI, whatever. I think that's a little bit lazy. Go read the studies for yourself about what these things do. What is in Power Plant? Rhodiola rosea, golden root, the thing Vikings chewed on the boats when they were going to raid people. What does that do? It boosts dopamine, norepinephrine. It's also the adaptogen that the Russians studied specifically for sports enhancement. You can go read the you can go read USSR documents about Rhodolia Roja. This is something they use subjectively to increase exercise tolerance. That's what they said. I'm not saying that, but you can go read their messages for yourself. You can also take that combined in the same product with cordyceps mushroom, known to boost mitochondrial output, increase ATP, boost VO2 max, and increase oxygen carrying capacity. That's just what the studies say. That's what the studies say about it. That's why I'm saying it now. Of course, talk to your doctor, talk to your physician. These are very, very powerful blends, and they're blends that you need. I made Power Plant. It's not a one-to-one comparison, because like something like Supermail, the way that Supermail Vitality worked is it's a bunch of like LH mimetic herbs, and that will raise your testosterone. But, you know, like there could be a diminished return later, and a lot of people understand that mechanism, know about it. This stuff literally just supercharges your natural efficiency by making sure you have the correct minerals and the correct ratio and the correct form that you need to boost testosterone and free testosterone if you are deficient, which most people are. That's why testosterone levels are so low in the West. But I've got that. I've got the Power Plant. I've got the Methyl Drive, and I've got the Methylene Blue all together for you in the Power Drive bundle. We've got so many other amazing things as well. We've got the sale on the Ultimate Power Pre-Workout, got the sale on the Methylene Red Capsules, but I really do want to encourage you, just go look up these formulas for yourself. I know my dad says that all the time, and I think he does good ads, but here's the thing. I just explained to you kind of, you know, just like a little bit beneath the surface of the iceberg, like some of the mechanisms of action that we're talking about here. Ask the computer about the mechanism of action for each ingredient in every single formula that I design. You're going to be amazed. You're going to say, this is incredible. How come I didn't know about this before? And this is why it's so hilarious to me. People go, you're grifters, you sell supplements, can't do that. But then they'll have a podcast where they read a code for a greens powder and they make 7%. We make 100% because it all goes back into the operation. And if you want to be a part of that, that true 360 win, that law of equivalent exchange, then I want you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. I want you to check out that Power Drive bundle. And if you're already taking Methylene Blue, that is the choice for you. But I want to get back to callers on the board, talking to people about the war, geopolitics, theory, futurism, and so much more. Let's go to Dave in FEMA Region 9. Dave, you're on the air.
Thanks so much, Rex. Appreciate the opportunity. If I could start, I'd like to hitch onto what you said. So every day my regimen: Trifecta, iodine, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red, turmeric, Life Force, creatine. I drink hydration formula throughout the day. So I appreciate your guys' products.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Of course, yeah. Proud. Unfortunately, I was a VIP member in the past. I'm only able to work part-time. The job market sucks in Phoenix, but
any support is incredible.
Your sponsors.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you for sponsoring us and allowing us to do what we do. We can't do it without you. For real.
Yeah, and I'm happy to support one of your sponsors, too. I went with Kirk Elliott back in 2024, so he's been amazing, too. He definitely has the best program because I got burned by one of the big name ones back in 2020, and I still haven't recovered from the damage they did.
Damn.
So you guys definitely have the best partnerships.
For sure.
Proud member, I've probably bought 60 coins for my crew. One thing you guys mentioned today earlier in the broadcast that I have to have a slight disagreement, that this is not currently a kinetic war. And I think it is a kinetic war through the biomedical industry. If you think back to when President Biden puppet administration let in 20, 40, 10 illegal alien invaders, what came through with them was fentanyl. During the years 2021 through 2025, we lost 300 American citizens daily, 100,000 a year to CCP fentanyl poisoning. So I predicted this. I'm not as prescient as you or your father, but on my Twix account under PSU_SIGEP, you'll see my pinned post, Operation Chaos. Now, the date of this was Flag Day 2020. Operation Chaos, culture war morph into a civil war if we allow it to continue. The leftists crave delegitimization of our institutions, divide the families, erase culture, limit speech, curtail thoughts. In quotes, 1984 Orwell, the plan is all public knowledge and the government will not stand for we the citizens. So as you guys highlight, this is a Marxist plan and it's been in place not for years nor decades, but generations. And it's all been run by the State Department. You're right. It's the deep state.
Right.
And unfortunately, I think President Trump is doing the best job he can. He can't, using the rudder on that Titanic, turn the ship around. And I'm not sure how he doesn't get Ratcliffe and J.D. Vance in a room and say, you know what? The CIA needs to turn this stuff over today by 5 p.m. In addition, I think J.D. Vance is a collaborationist with the deep state because he could walk over to the Senate, and I know he knows the path because he was a senator, and take the gavel from leaderless John Thune and get everything done we need done in an hour.
Very true.
And that would be pretty simple.
People have talked about that. Go into that a little bit more. That's a key point. He can go do that anytime he wants. Break that down.
I've been screaming this on every media broadcast I can get on for over a year. The first thing he does is he goes over and takes the gavel. The first thing he does is he says, okay, we're going to suspend regular order. Now, that regular order, in air quotes, is no big deal because they do it every time they do a CR, which they've done for 30 years. So what they do is they just suspend the rules of the Senate. No big deal. The next thing he does is he says, okay, I'm going to fire the parliamentarian. The parliamentarian is Harry Reid's baggage from the Obama days. Why is leaderless John Thune letting the parliamentarian sit in her chair? Because he wants cover. The next thing he does is he calls the question on leaderless John Thune. It takes five GOP senators to call the question of his leadership, 27 to remove him, and have a new vote. That's pretty easy, right? All straightforward stuff. The next thing he does is he calls the Save America Act to the floor. Now, since we're out, the next thing he does is he abolishes the filibuster. It's a rule in the Senate. It's not in the Constitution. We could do that with a simple majority vote, right? And he breaks all ties. So he needs 50 votes. I'm going to assume Mitch McChina is not going to show up, right? So we have 52 Republican senators. So if three of them wandered off the reservation, at least we'd know before primaries are all set and before the general election. So that's clarity as well. Then the next thing he does is, after he does that, he calls the Save America vote. Again, regular order is the rule of the day. We need 50 votes, and he would break a tie as the president of the Senate. And then the last thing he does, this is probably the most consequential, and people lose sight of it. He gavels out the Senate for a full recess. President Trump is the only president in our history, I believe, in 250 years, or at least in recent times, that has never had a recess appointment. This is the sixth year of his administration. So I understand when people say President Trump's doing the wrong thing. A lot of the stuff that he's trying to combat is in the legislative branch, and there are ways around it, but he needs J.D. Vance to pull up his bootstraps and get it done. I call the White House every single day. 202-456-1414. I leave a message for President Trump to encourage/force the Senate of the President's Senate, J.D. Vance as Vice President, to go to the Senate and take the gavel. We're burning daylight. Thanks for letting me ramble, Rex. I appreciate you.
Good points. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Chris in Tennessee. Chris in Tennessee, you're about to be on the air. How are you doing?
Hey, Rex. I'm doing good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing phenomenal.
Yeah, man. So I've got a bit of a unique perspective, probably something you've never heard on the show before. I've listened to your dad since 2011 when I discovered him. And I am actually a almost totally blind individual.
Wow.
I'm the father of three beautiful children. I'm very interested in this. And in the blind community, which I'm a part of, unfortunately, it's incredibly left-leaning due to a lot of government assistance because most blind people are unemployed and living on government assistance. That's extremely common. And they're very, very interested in technology. So I actually agree with you on a lot of where you stand, from what I can tell, even where you differ from your dad. But I'm not 100% resistant to technology because it makes my day easier, right? Because
sure.
There's some things that are very helpful to a blind person, right? But the flip side of that is reliance on it. But I didn't really call to talk about that. I kind of wanted to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee, and right now there's a mayoral race going on for the Knox County area, which is where Glenn Jacobs has been in control for the last, I guess, 8-ish years. He was actually on your dad's show years and years ago. He interviewed him, the wrestler Kane, if you're not familiar.
Right.
Anyway, he's our mayor now. Been a great mayor.
He's been in the flock cameras, right? He's been in the flock cameras.
So here's that's what I'm getting at. So here's the thing. From what I heard, is he signed to have them put in, right? And then he publicly comes out and states that we need to do something about them. So it's really, I don't understand exactly where he stands on it, because from where he has traditionally stood, he's very pro freedom, right?
Right.
And I've always liked Glenn Jacobs, but this has been very, very perplexing to me. But there is a local Facebook page that is big on exposing Flock and Axon and things like that. And the biggest thing that I think people need to realize, and it's something I want to draw attention to, that everybody really needs to focus on their local stuff way more than this big national circus we have going on, because it's just a circus, man. It's professional wrestling, which is what's funny that we have Kane as our mayor. But yeah, it's professional wrestling in Washington, and unfortunately, we all have to pay the price because we get put into these wars we don't want to be in. We all this sort of stuff, But the reality is, have you ever heard of a book called The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate?
I have not.
So it's written by a Lutheran pastor. It's about 100 pages long. It's not long at all. But with that doctrine, it shows you how much more control you have. Like, for instance, and everybody should know this, if you're whatever law they pass in Washington, if you're or even in your state legislature, if your local sheriff and mayor don't implement it, it doesn't really matter. So your local government matters so much. And we have a very, very, very what's the word I'm looking for? Communist friendly candidate running on the Democrat side for mayor. He's like, they found his Goodreads account. He subscribed to the DSA. He actually 6 years ago went to Venezuela and marched for Maduro and in fact a hammer and sickle shirt to wear while he marched. Of course, he said he was down there supporting the labor, and I'm like, he's not supporting labor wearing a hammer and sickle shirt. He's clearly a communist.
But right.
Anyway, I wanted to kind of say that to everybody to really, bring that focus. Like, think local, man. Local matters so much. We've been a bastion of freedom for the most part. This flock camera stuff is really, really frustrating me because, yeah, it is a surveillance system. That's what it is, and it will absolutely surveil you. And this local Facebook page has been very, very good. I got to give them credit. Very, very good about calling it out. They're pulling all kinds of documents. The Knox County Sheriff's Office has declined. At first, we're going to have a big meeting about it, and they declined to have the meeting last minute. Of course they did, because that's what they do. There's so little trust for anything establishment anymore. And man, I agree with you. I think Trump is the Trojan horse, man. I was a Trump guy years ago, and I actually was bothered for a long time that InfoWars would not call him out. I'm happy to see it now. I really am. I'm happy to see it now. It's really good because your dad opened up a lot of doors for a lot of people. So, but yeah, man, I'll yield my time. I just wanted to share that, and I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
All right. Thank you for your call. I appreciate that. To everyone else on the board, to Steve, Troy, Jefferson, Tim, I'm sorry I can't get to you today, but I want to close out here with 5 minutes. I just want to talk about the state of our world right now. We are in an unprecedented era of danger. And those who would tell you that you are still safe, that you are still fine, that everything is fine, buttercup, it's all going to be good, those are people, whether wittingly or unwittingly, it's Talon's razor. I don't want to attribute to malevolence what can be attributed to stupidity. And it is pure stupidity and ignorance that leads to us, or leads to people supporting the policies that will get us all executed in either nuclear war, or technocracy, or mass famine, or, World War III, Civil War, whatever you want to say. Those people are, whether they know it or not, like I'm saying, I'm trying to be very careful here. Those people are your enemy. They're my enemy. They're the enemy of everyone in this country that wants to live peacefully and have what's promised in our Constitution, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We don't have much life here. We kill 63 million babies. And that's abortion. I want to do more pro-life stuff. I want to talk about that tomorrow specifically, and I will. I'll probably even take calls on that. You have to understand, we're paying the price for some of the stuff that we've done. And, I love America, and I consider America to be the greatest country in the world, but for a very long time, we've done a lot of really great evil. We've killed 38 million people since the 70s with our sanctions. Like I just said, it's like 67 million babies that have been aborted in the U.S. If you look at all the wars and the direct death, we're talking about Afghanistan, Iraq, Ukraine, millions dead, millions of war casualties, not even counting our own troops who come home and kill themselves. More deaths from suicide than in the wars because of what they have to do and what they have to see. All of this stuff doesn't benefit the American people. It doesn't benefit you sitting at home, and it's not what you voted for. It's not what you wanted. Don't let them psyop you into believing it's okay. I see the Rick and Morty memes that Trump posts are really, really disgusting, that they think they can joke at a time like this where four Americans just died in the Middle East for a war manufactured by Israel. And then, even worse than that, people have the nerve, our government and the major media figures have the nerve to say that it's still not a war. I want you to go talk to the families. Like I said, go be a notifier. Go join the army. Go join whatever branch of government And I bet it really hurts people that are actually noble and have to serve and have to go notify, hey, you know, mother of the dead woman, mother of the dead soldier, mother of the dead Marine. Hey, you know, your child died so that we could have, you know, this a greater Israel in the Levant. And it's a good thing because Israel's our greatest ally and we're going to fight China with them and we have to do it. You know, go knock on their door. Go tell them that. You know, maybe some of them are so psyoped and co-opted, they'll believe you. And then you're really down with the sickness then. And that's where we are. That's where we are as a society. The things that I say right here, these aren't controversial things. These are noble things to say. These are things I have to say. I'm compelled to say them. I'm compelled to tell the truth. And everyone that denies the reality of these conflicts, and even more so, everyone that denies that Epstein is a pedophile, there's a whole community of them. I call it Epstein Apologetics, led by Michael Tracy. These people are demons, man. That's all I can say. It's a demonic energy. It's a demonic force, because how can you ignore the destruction of your own country and the complete rejection of the policies that Americans voted for? Trump won the popular vote on a no new wars, domestic prosperity, cheap energy American policy. Where are we now? Can you explain to me how, oh, we got to win in the midterm. We're going to beat the Democrat. Well, what happens if we win? You know, Trump said you'll get tired of winning. I think that's his most prophetic statement. What is winning? Is winning reneging on every single policy you promised to the American people and taking them to total war? And then if they don't vote for you in the midterms, they don't support you in the midterms, they're a Democrat? It reminds me of when I was watching Sean Hannity on TV with my grandparents. And Sean Hannity said, or not Sean Hannity, forgive me, I don't want to slander anybody. When it went to break on Sean Hannity's show, they show an ad for the data center. And they say, if you don't support the data center, then you are a Democrat. So if I'm going to the midterm polls, going to be a voter in the midterm elections, and I'm told that if I don't support the data centers, then I'm a Democrat. If I don't support the wars, then I'm a Democrat. If I don't support Americans coming home in effing coffins, I'm a Democrat. Then I'm just not going to vote, because you insult me over and over and over again. And even more than that, you hold over my head the threat of the Democrats. Andrew Wilson says, they're pure evil. They're pure evil. You want the Democrats to come back? You're creating the system for them to resurge in power. Like, problem, reaction, solution. That's what all of this is. Trump tanks economic recovery, takes us to total war, preps the draft, and then the Democrats win because they have campaign ads to run of people, American soldiers coming home in coffins. It's not because we're here on the network complaining about this stuff, trying to raise attention, trying to bring back peace. It's not our fault for actually holding to the values that we had 2 years ago, 20 years ago, hell, 32 years ago with my dad. It is the people that have sold us out that have paved the road to hell. So I'll be back with you tomorrow. I got banger interviews all week. I got Gavin McGinnis tomorrow. I got Monty Fritz. I got James Fish back Thursday. I got Joe Kent, Andrew Wilson, so many more amazing guests, especially on Friday. Stay tuned. Rex Jones News with the Z on Twitter. Follow me there. I love you to death.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, has been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.